Blog Talk Radio.
Good people, it's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp on this July 22nd, 2013, 11 p.m. Man, I love hearing that intro music. Lets me know it's time to go. Time to get it popping. We got a lot to talk about in these streets. There's a lot of things going on. You got something to say? Some of you will get off your chest. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. So much stuff to talk about. So little time. Man, what the hell is going on in these streets? It's so much stuff. Got a lot to get to. Got my man, Mr. Righteous, on the line. Mr. Righteous, what's popping, son?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. Glad to see you awake, yo. Yeah, I thought you might even, you know what I mean, catch the Sandman tonight.
I was almost there. Believe me.
Almost there, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Yo, almost there. First thing I'm going to talk about. First day, we got to jump right in. There's so much stuff I want to get to. Yo, a roller coaster safety, they got chicks flying off of them and dying, yo. It's not a funny topic, but yo, that's real, yo. When you get on a roller coaster and you fly off that joint, that's crazy,
right.
Yo. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that joint.
Yeah. Son, yeah, it's not funny. Forgive me for laughing, but, you know, I've had a couple cocktails.
It's not funny.
Yeah. So, in Texas, right?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. So, in Texas, they got this ride called, it's called the Big Stomp. You know, Texas, they make everything bigger and try to be better than anything in the world, right?
Right.
So, it's a wooden roller coaster. It's mad old, but they redid
right.
it.
Right.
So, a lady, a Spanish lady, gets on a ride with her kids. Real talk. Spanish lady gets on a ride with her kids. The ride starts to go, and they say it's reported. She says to the man, if he's running, I don't think my harness is tucked in. The man lets the ride go anyway. In the middle of a ride, when they go upside down, she flies off the roller coaster, yo. Falls to the ground
crazy.
And dies, yo. Right in front of her two kids.
That's crazy.
It's sad. It's sad, yo. Like I was laughing because I'm looking at a bunch of different stuff. But that's a sad story.
But don't they always tell you? You know, what I'm saying they give you those warnings, like yo, if you you know, if you got these type of conditions or stuff like that, you cannot get on this ride.
Yo, what condition is falling off
of
a roller coaster?
Oh, I thought you said the lady. Oh, my bad, I misheard you. Man, I thought you said the lady said she wanted you to. She wanted them to stop because she wasn't feeling right or something.
No, she. Nah, she said that she wasn't. The bar didn't come down. She said
the bar didn't come all the way down.
Yeah, she said she didn't feel like the thing was tight. And the guy let it go anyway. And apparently her harness was locked in. And it threw her off, yo.
Yeah, that sucks, yo. That definitely
sucks. Yo, it's just crazy, yo. Like, I mean, do you ride roller coasters, yo? Because I don't get on them stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't you, like, expecting to die once you get in on that?
It's not expecting to, but, I mean, you do. You're not expecting to, but, I mean, there's like a, you do get that rush, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, but isn't the rush like the thrill of almost dying now?
I wouldn't say almost dying, but it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a crazy rush, though. I mean, I don't know if it's like almost dying or not, but. But
yo,
it's like,
if you ride roller coasters, you're retarded, yo. That's how I feel, yo. You're playing with death, yo. Why
I
are
love
you getting on?
Yo.
What'd you say?
I said I love roller coasters, yo.
Yo, that's, yeah. I love you, yo, but you're retarded, yo.
I love roller coasters, yo. It's fun, yo.
Yo, feeling like you're about to die isn't fun.
But, I mean, you don't have to have that feeling that you're about to die.
So what's the rush? The rush ain't.
I don't know, man. It's just like, I mean, it's just like your adrenaline is pumping, man. I don't know, man. You just know how people get high off of drugs. I mean, and it makes them feel good. I mean, not to say it makes you feel good, but you just get like this crazy adrenaline rush that just like, yo, this joint's crazy, yo.
Yeah, when do you get crazy adrenaline rushes? When you're about to get in a fight? When you're about to die? When you're going way too fast, when you know something is dangerous, that's when you get an adrenaline rush. That adrenaline kicks in because it's dangerous. It's not safe. Yo, them roller coasters ain't cool. And plus, you know, yeah, okay, the whole joking about, you know, it's close to death. I know a lot of people love roller coasters. I hope my son doesn't inherit my fear of roller coasters. I just don't trust him. As a big dude, I just don't trust anything I can't control. But why do people enjoy having their stomach go up in their throat, yo?
No.
Like that big ass drop that everybody loves, like you're screaming and then you can't scream because of the way your stomach rises up. Ah, man, I just don't get it. Like I've ridden roller coasters, I just don't like the way it makes me feel. I love speeding in a car. But all them drops.
I mean,
that's
almost the same. It's almost the same thing. You know, you still get that same type of rush when you're speeding in the car.
Yeah,
you're driving mad fast. You still get that same type of rush. You know,
I ain't never felt like I was going to Earl doing 100 on 95 North, yo.
I'm not saying throwing up. I'm just saying you get that rush. You know what I'm saying? That adrenaline rush when you're driving mad fast. When you're doing over the limit, the speed limit that you normally would drive.
Yeah, because your dumb ass might get a ticket. It's dangerous.
Huh?
I said, yeah, because your dumb ass might get a ticket because it's dangerous.
Yeah, you're right, but
yeah.
But yeah, I mean it's you know, roller coasters ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you damn right about that, because they ain't for me. I love the fact that y'all like riding roller coasters, though, because my wife loves them, and I won't get on them with her. She can ride them shits by herself, yo. I be sitting right at the bottom of the steps with an ice cream cone, yo, chilling, enjoying the view, yo.
You said with an ice
watching
cream
all
cone.
Watching all these babe shops that they drop. Yeah, that's what I do, yeah. So got a couple other topics. Anything you want to get to?
No, man.
I got the wife. She wants to touch on this roller coaster topic, yo. But she's upstairs changing poopy diapers, yo.
What topic?
So she want to get the roller coaster topic, yo. The roller coaster topic, because she thinks I'm crazy, yo, when I talk about people with roller coasters, yo.
Okay.
Just don't get it, yo. So got a couple paparazzi stuff I want to get to. First was the Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian drama. Have you paid attention to any of this?
Yeah, I saw it, but I saw what was going on. Well, what Odom did with the dude stuff.
Yeah.
Or
are
you
just
talking about their? Or are you just talking about, like, their overall issues that they're having?
Well, all of it. I mean, I haven't paid much attention to it, but I saw that Lamar took the paparazzi dude's camera stuff because he was asking about cheating on Chloe.
Yeah. That joint was crazy, y'all. I thought he was going to go down, y'all. I thought he was going to get in trouble for that, but obviously he didn't. Unlike what's
yeah.
Kanye, he about to get in trouble. But I think dude over-exaggerated a little bit.
Yeah, I want to talk about that next. Well, first of all, let's stick to this Lamar and Chloe thing real quick. Got a couple questions. Aren't you just expected to cheat if you're a famous basketball player, yo? And you can't even commit to a team? How are you going to expect to commit to a woman? Like,
you said expected to cheat?
Yeah, yo, if you marry, think about this, yo. Lamar Odom can't commit to a basketball team. He started dating a woman, and 6 months later, he got married. There's no way you can expect him to be faithful throughout an entire marriage. Like, the reason, I mean, because like, I just look at it as common sense. You're too emotional if you're doing that stuff. I love my wife to death. After 6 months of us dating, I didn't even think we was going to make it. I almost broke up with her over traffic. It was too much traffic coming this year, and we was about to be done. But, like, there's no way you know you can marry a woman after 6 months. Like, take you and your wife. Y'all been dating since the 90s.
Since the 90s.
You know what I'm saying?
Been dating
like,
that long.
Yeah, y'all was dating in high school, B. We graduated in 99. That's the
90s. No, we wasn't dating in high school. We was just fooling around. We wasn't in no relationship.
Y'all was doing something.
Well, that's not a relationship, though. It wasn't no relationship. It wasn't no commitment.
I didn't say any of that. I said y'all were dating. When does dating become a commitment?
We wasn't even dating either. I mean, she had a dude.
Y'all was humping.
No. Ain't none of that happened, though.
Y'all were kissing?
Not so much.
What is that, not so much?
I mean, because I mean, one little peck that don't count as normal. I mean, it was just, a couple times came to the crib, that was it. It wasn't nothing all crazy.
Y'all had something going on in the night. Like, when y'all got together, it wasn't like y'all just met in college.
I mean,
decided
that's
to
what I'm saying. But we just had, like, it. There was feeling. We had feelings for each other, but the timing of the whole situation wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? She had a dude, and then we got to college. And then, when we got to college, it was just like one of those things, like, she felt that it ain't going to look good if we was to get together. In college, and then something would have went wrong. We both would have probably ended up hurting each other. So,
Negro, you don't have to be so specific. I'm just saying y'all had something since the 90s. That
hey,
y'all
no, it's been no 90s.
Yeah, you just said y'all had feelings for each other since high school. Dude. That's the 90s.
Whatever.
When did y'all get married?
Well,
we
got married in 05.
Damn, that happened kind
of
quick. So that's like, so when
did
y'all start dating?
02.
Okay, so that's still a good 4 years.
Yeah.
That's 4 years of dating and 3 years of dry humping. Let's say that. That's still a good time period to decide how you really feel about a woman if you said you're going to spend the rest of her life. Chloe and Lamar got married 6 months after each other. Like 6 months after dating each other, they got married.
Right.
Like married.
There's people out there have probably done it faster than that.
Yeah, they probably all get divorced too. You don't know nobody after 6 months. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, if you take marriage seriously, like, if you take marriage, like for better or for worse, till death do us part, you can't make that decision in 6 months. You just wasn't getting enough cheeks in high school then. That's all that means, yo. you wasn't getting enough love, and then as soon as you found something good, you were got married. Yo, 6 months is quick. In today's era, 6 months is quick, yo.
Yeah.
And you rich and famous? Like, it's not like two broke people that met on a train, shared a hot dog club. These are two extremely rich people who have people throwing themselves at them all the time. So you're extremely busy, and 6 months you get married, you know that person ain't going to be committed. Like, I could tell you that if Kanye and Kim got married, they wasn't going to last. They don't know each other well enough. How you get a chick pregnant in, like, 4 months, yo?
Right.
I mean, I know how you get a chick pregnant in 4 months. Don't get me wrong.
Well, they was like, I want to say how me and Tara was. I mean, they've been messing around since forever though. They just didn't like the time wasn't right for them to be together. But they've been sneaking around with each other and messing with each other on the sneak tip. How you think they got together so daggone fast? Like after her and Chris, and then after her and Chris broke up, and then he got with her.
Kanye was just in Philadelphia talking about how he loved Amber Rose. And then 3 weeks later, Kim was pregnant. Yeah.
Well, he couldn't do nothing about the Amber Rose situation because that's Wiz joint.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that, yeah. Yo, you talking about making a come up, yo? Like, I thought Eve made a come up from being a stripper. Amber Rose has made the best come up.
Right.
Amber Rose had Kanye and Wiz, yo, and both of them wanted to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, yo. I wonder what strip club she stripped at, yo. I still don't think she's all that cute.
She's weird looking.
Definitely, man. That's what's wrong with these famous kids, man. They all soft, you know. They would have to think, if I was rich and famous, it would take me twice as long to get married, yo.
Oh, man. Crazy.
And then Kanye beating up on the paparazzi dude. What's up with that, yo?
He's losing it, man. He's really losing it for that one, yo. I don't understand why he don't just walk away, yo. He's like, I don't want you to talk to me, nigga. You chose to be in this life, man. This is the life you chose, dude.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why can't you just walk away? Like, they say, hey, talk to me. Are you cheating on Kim? Like, don't even look in that direction. Just keep walking. Like, are you that absorbed with yourself that you feel like if someone's criticizing you, you have to address it? And then, plus, let me be completely honest, y'all. These paparazzi dudes, how you going to annoy people for a living and can't fight, yo?
Yo, that's what I'm saying, yo. If I was paparazzi, yo, and he came at me like on some old stuff like that, yo, trying to take my camera from me. Fool, you crazy? You taking my camera from me? You lost everlasting mind. And then I ain't gonna let you run up on me. And I'm just going to stand here and let you beat on me.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely tell Kanye, you know, don't make me rewire your other jaw, you know. That'd be my whole line to him, you know.
Like, and then you let him walk up on him. I'm just going to wrestle him down. Then when he get the camera, then you saw how when somebody had, he looked up and saw on video cameras, you saw his face, he's like, damn, I done effed up.
Yeah, I beat him up and then videotape him, yo. Like, how you going to get beat up with a dude with a mohawk, yo? Like, I'm not getting beat up by no regular dude with a mohawk. Like, if you're a professional fighter and you got a mohawk, okay, I'll take that L. But if you're a regular entertainer dude with a mohawk, yo, I ain't got me taking that L, yo. There's no way, yo. No way, y'all. I can't believe that dude, Kanye. And did you hear how he said, have you listened to his new album yet?
Yeezus?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one? Which song are you talking about? The Slave Joint?
Yo, yeah, when he said that his second verse on that song was the second best rap verse of all time.
Nah, I ain't hear him say that, but
yeah, he was on Twitter said, I want to open up the debate. The second verse on New Slaves is top two best rap verses in the history of rap.
I don't know about all that.
That's not even his top 30. And when he first said it, I was like, all right, I'm not going to just say he's lying without really listening to the verse. That joint isn't good. What you think of the album?
I mean, it's all right. It ain't the greatest. It's all right, because, I mean, it's only a couple joints on there that I like.
That
means
it sucks.
Huh?
That means it sucks, yo. If there's only a couple of joints you like, yo, that means it sucks.
Yeah, it's only a couple of joints on there that I like. I said it's only a couple. It's only got like three on there. I mean, yeah, it does. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a great album. That joint does suck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like the second song. I like the New Slave joints. I like the last song. Like, I love 4 out of 10 Jack. Like, 4 out of 10 tracks, show. Like, the 4
That's
tracks
horrible.
Are tough.
Well,
I know.
Well, let what's the name tell you? That's good. I forgot who they had on the Breakfast Club. He said that, like in 4 out of 10 joints. I mean, like 4 out of 10 joints is good. I think it was Jay-Z. I think it was Jay-Z that said it.
That he liked 4 out of Kanye's 10 tracks, and he said that was good.
No, Jay-Z didn't say. What's the name said it? Charlamagne said he only liked a couple joints, and then Jay-Z was like, that's good. That's like, you know, a certain, he said he gave like a certain percentage of the album. He said that was good. He was like, nah, that joint trash, yo. He was
trash. That Breakfast Club show, man, that joint can be entertaining sometimes, yo.
Huh?
I said, that Breakfast Club joint, sometimes it can be entertaining, yo. Sometimes they force
yeah.
it.
But yeah, I mean, I like it because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They tell these folks, they be telling these folks what it is to their face. Like, yo, it's garbage. I don't like it. Some people like it. Some people can't stand it. But, I mean, I thought that's what you want in the music industry. You want people to tell you the truth, you know what I mean? Because you don't want people thinking you're putting out garbage. You know what I mean?
But in the music industry, yo, these dudes can't take criticism. Like, if they feel like if I say, like, J. Cole's first album, like, I love J. Cole's first album, but I knew that it wasn't going to be, you know what I mean, like, well-received publicly. Like, I thought it was a solid album. I didn't think it was great, but I thought it was solid.
Right.
Like, if you tell somebody that, nowadays, mm-hmm. if you say anything negative about anything, people call you a hater or any of them key
mm-hmm.
terms.
But
you
right.
can't be, you can't give people an honest opinion. Like, I'd say mm-hmm. that J. Cole's first album was solid. It was all
right.
I'd say the
right.
second joint was amazing. But he'd
right.
be all, like, somebody like that, I don't know about J. Cole, I don't know personally. But he's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, yeah, that second album was great. He'd love hearing that.
Right.
But if you told him his first joint was whack, he'd get defensive.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what's wrong with him, because, you know what I'm saying, they like babies, man. Like, yeah, we've grown, man. Yo, you got to be able to take constructive criticism in the music business. You know? If your joint don't sound good, it's not good. I mean, what you want us to do? That means go back in, you need to take a little harder. Stop trying to force his music, you know what I'm saying? Like, even J. Cole didn't think his first album was that great. I mean, then he thought it was when it first came out because he was happy that he had a deal. He had an album came out. Anybody's going to be like that. But then when you go back and listen to him, like, ah, I don't know what I was thinking, which is why he made the song, you know, Let Now Down, because the single that he put out, the workout joint, he knew when, he shouldn't have put that single out.
Yeah, am I the only one who likes that song?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, I don't think it was one of his greatest songs, but, I mean, it's okay. I never was like, oh, my gosh, this joint is crazy.
He didn't have many singles on that album.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, like, he's doing a single for Crooked Smile. I don't even like that song on his album, you know.
Mm. You know, but there's a lot of people that do like it, though. A lot of people like it more than you think. I mean, I'm not too big of a fan of it, but, you know, there's some joints in it that are ridiculous, yo.
It's too radio. Joint,
what, his album?
Well, now that Crooked Smile joint, like, it seems like it's too much of a forced single.
You always got to have some of your radio joints. I mean, they ain't going to play your hard stuff on the radio.
You know, how come they don't play songs like All About the Benjamins anymore, yo? That was a radio hit.
They do when people do their, you know, their old school mixes. But I mean, all that comes down to the radio programming, you know, what they play. I mean, they only gonna play what they, you know, saying what they want to play. That's why I like a lot of DJs. That's why they say it's hard now, because it's like before you used to go to the DJs like DJ Envy and all of them and all the radio people, like, yo, play this joint, and they'll play it. Now it's so much control over it. It's like, nah. If it's got, like, certain content in it, they're not going to play it. I mean, it's got to be up to those standards. And that's why you hear the same old songs over and over and over. Every station. If you turn one station that just got finished playing one song, you turn to the next station, the same song that just went off another station is coming on the other station. It's like over and over again, you know. I just get sick of it and just turn it off.
Yeah, man. That shit's crazy, yo.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's why a lot of people, like, you know, say listen to Satellite, because on Satellite, there's no control. Like, whoever's running their show is running their show, and they're going to play what they want. But when you got, like, you know, the big time, like, Radio Ones and all those people who got, like, all that control, where they say, well, we only going to play this and play that. We're going to go play this, play that. We're not playing that, you know. So, I'll be learning a lot of this stuff watching The Breakfast Club, because they be breaking it down, because some people are like, yo, you don't even play my joints up here. It's not my fault. I mean, they were like, yo, it's not my fault. I got to play with, you know, what they give me.
Yeah, radio sucks, yo. Thank goodness that I got a guy down here that I know. The dude who DJed my wedding, DJ B, he has his joint called All Hip Hop Radio, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he has a joint, Fresh Radio, my bad. Wrong plug, yo.
Right.
It's called Fresh Radio, yo. And it's just like, he has a bunch of different DJs on there, yo. They play what they want, yo. I love listening to that joint, yo.
Right. That's what you resort to. You end up resorting to, like, the way the music is now, you end up resorting to stuff that, you know, that we love, a lot of the old school stuff, because after a while, they saturate the radio with the same old stuff, and it's the same old songs. No, and then the only time you get to hear the old school stuff is when they do old school mixes, and that's for like an hour. So it's just like, man, this is getting ridiculous and redundant, man. It's like they're forcing us to listen to this crap.
Thank goodness for stuff like Pandora and iPod, yo.
Exactly. Exactly. Pandora and Shazam and all that stuff, yo.
Yo, you ever listen to a Slacker radio?
Yeah, I listen to Slacker too. Slacker's all right.
You ever listen to the Scott Van Pelt show with the dude Duke rapping, yo?
Nah.
Yeah, go listen to the Scott Van Pelt or the SVP and Rasulo station. And just listen to you hear Duke rapping, yo. I got to find a way to get them joints, yo. They're that funny, yo.
Oh, man, I bet it is, yo.
Yo, that's our show tonight. Be good rapping to you. Yo, we still got to talk about Tiger Woods tomorrow, yo, but I'll holler at you tomorrow.
Peace.